Bankruptcy, charges of check kiting, fraud, and theft, and millions of dollars owed to hundreds of cattle sellers. That's the situation for that large Indiana cattle brokerage firm, Eastern Livestock Company. As all of that's being looked into, some folks are also wanting Congress to look into whether the USDA's Grain Inspection and Packers and Stockyards Administration, GIPSA, had been doing enough audits of that firm over the years. And secondarily, does GIPSA have enough bonding authority to cover sellers' losses in cases like this? Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters...
Obviously, there were some very serious difficulties with that operation. And from my review of that situation, GIPSA was notified and acted quickly to protect as much of the cattlemen's interests as is possible, given the bonding authority that they have.
The authority reportedly $800,000, losses to sellers reportedly $130 million. As to Congress becoming involved, Vilsack told reporters,
if there are improvements that need to be made, we'll be happy to work with them to make those improvements.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.